I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1181. Hop on, hop off. Author and pastor Tim Keller died last month. Keller was a strong apologist for the faith. His writings and his legacy will bless believers for generations to come. There's one line from Tim Keller that I often quote. It goes like this. We have to keep the text in context, or you have a pretext for a proof text. And that's the danger of the hop-on, hop-off approach to the Bible. As you know, T2G is about love, loving God and loving others. To love God well, we have to understand who God is and what God wants from us and how God sees the world. And to do that, we have to treat Scripture correctly. When we were in Greece last month, we stayed at our hotel in downtown Athens. Now, Athens has a metro area population of over 3 million people. It's very crowded, narrow streets. It's a lot. And Athens has been around for about 3,400 years. It's one of the oldest cities in the world with a great culture and history. And while we were there, we purchased tickets for the Athens Hop-On, Hop-Off bus tour. The circuit goes around the heart of the city to the various historical sites, including the Acropolis and Parthenon, the Temple of Zeus, Syntagma Square, the Plaka, the Olympic Stadium, the National Gallery, the National Archaeological Museum, the Parliament, and more. With your ticket, you can hop on or hop off anywhere the bus stops as many times as you want. Now, the beauty of the bright red, double-decker, open-top bus is that you get to decide where to get off, how much time to spend there, and what to see while you're off the bus. The disadvantage is that you may, quote, see, unquote, these ancient and important sites, but not have any real understanding as to what they mean, why they're important, or how they fit into the history of Greece and indeed the history of the world. Now, I mention all that today to give us a caution when we approach the Bible. Many believers, and even some pastors, take the hop-on, hop-off approach to the ancient text. They jump off at a gospel story and then ride on over to a proverb and then back to an apocalyptic vision of Revelation and then take the Bible bus to a psalm. Now, all of those are important, and they all fit into God's story of redemption, but they're not all the same genre. They're not all designed to do the same things, and they're from different parts on the time continuum. If we just hop on and hop off without taking time to grasp what God is doing in that text and what God wants for me to take away from that text, the danger is we are seeing but not really seeing. We're reading without context. And as the beloved late pastor Tim Keller would say, we must keep the text in context or we have a pretext for a proof text. So here's the great question. As you think about your study of the Bible, your approach, would you say it's more hop-on, hop-off, or more comprehensive in understanding and scope? Let's pray. Lord, we remember again today that the Bible was not written to us, but it was written for us. You inspired the writers to write to an original audience, in a specific time, in specific circumstances in history. All of it's true, and yet some of the specifics were cultural, for the Jews under the law, for example, and don't apply to us today. Give us wisdom in Jesus by the Spirit to rightly divide the word of truth and not just hop on, hop off as we ride the Bible bus today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1182. In the meantime, you know, even with guides and books and such, there's always more to any site than we can fully understand and comprehend. Now, don't let that discourage you. That doesn't mean that we're left in the dark. The Spirit of God and the Word of God speak to us today the essential truths that we need to know to love God and to love others in our generation. And of course, we understand that it all ultimately centers in Jesus, the living Word of God. There are so many wonderful things to be seen and to enjoy when it comes to God's Word. But it's also so much more than simply hop on, hop off.